Blog Talk Radio.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Real talk.
Talk radio show.
Right.
What's going on,
everybody. It's your hip-hop informer, that dude, TM Inside the Friday Night Cypher. Hey, thanks for rocking with us. It's 604 out in the West Coast. What up, San Diego? Hey, 904 New York City. What up, Brooklyn? Hey, jump on it, 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Madam C. Low Boston coming to us live out of Charlotte tonight. What up, baby? Welcome to the show.
Good afternoon. In the morning time. Somewhere. What's up? What's going on? Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you. All the way live from Itty Bitty Planet City. Hot, hot, lit. Welcome to the show.
Happy TG and the I and the F all the way. How's everybody doing?
That's right.
Work. Work. All praise is due to the Most High God who helped us.
Amen.
Get it. We made it through the week. Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Jesus. No doubt.
Praise him.
No problem.
Now we got that out of the way. how was the week?
Now you got to shout a little bit.
Yeah. All day. How was your week?
We made it through.
It was a little trying for me, but I am glad that we made it. I am glad to be here with my team.
What made it so trying?
Oh, man, it's little things, you know. Sometimes we let those little things really gnaw at us that you look at them in retrospect. There are so many other bigger, more taxing, more trying, more important things to be worried about than the things that can, you know, just seem to send you close to the edge where you, you know, you want to jump, you want to scream, you want to yell, you feel not really jump, but, you know, the figure of speech. But, you know, you just feel your whole temperament changing and feel your mood getting edgy. And, you know, you're walking around, you have a scowl on your face where you normally smile. But, you know, you take a minute to think about everything that you're so blessed for and with. And, you know, turn that frown upside down, like people say.
Turn that frown upside down. Listen, Psalms 23:1 says, the Lord is your shepherd. That's all you need. Say
amen.
Word.
Word.
Yes.
Say word. Hey, it's 907. What's going on, everybody? You're inside the social lab. It's the TM Hobbit radio crew. Hot Chocolate, Madam Cito Boston, TMA. Say James. What up, brother? Hey, log on to SaveJames.com. I was checking out some of Save's workout joints, the ads he posted on Facebook. He got a workshop or a boot camp popping off tomorrow up in D.C. Hey, log on to SaveJames.com. I don't know the address. I don't know what's popping, but he's doing a boot camp tomorrow. I think tomorrow morning, 11 o'clock. We'll be right back. It's the Social Lab, T.M. Hyman Radio.
It's fine.
Yeah. Girl, don't hide it from me. You be the type to provide it to me. And let a thug hit it. You ain't gotta get dressed to do your hair, girl. I got 24 hours. It's just me and you. I got 24 hours. Sex in the moon. You ain't no good girl, you a bad girl. You ain't no side chick. You know you fine. You a sticky with your cute arrow. I know everywhere you turn, getting dumb. Wake up. You ain't gotta get dressed to do your hair, girl. I got 24 hours. It's just me and you. I got 24 hours. 24 hours. 24 hours. You won't have nothing on for 24 hours. Walking around combing your hair, and you know that I want it right here. Yeah. kidding. You ain't gotta get dressed to do your hair, cause I got 24 hours. 24 hours. It's just me and you. I got 24 hours. 24 hours. 24 hours. You won't have nothing on. For 24 hours.
Like the Waffle House. Three cell phones, still nothing to talk about. Fight for your girl with a head nod. I used to off white like eggnog. My baby mama better than his R&B home. Tower on the floor looking through the peephole. I asked him who was it, they said room service. Give me 1 minute, she get a room service. Damn. South side, and we're on the west side. Still got a whole closet full of reptiles. And this ring hard, he a reptile. And I just beat it up, I need a hand towel.
To me. And let a thug hit it. You ain't gotta get dressed to do your hair, cause I got 24 hours. 24 hours. It's just me and you. I got 24 hours. 24 hours. 24 hours. You won't have nothing on for 24 hours.
And we are back. Yo, happy Friday. It's a Friday night cipher. You know how we do it, the jam session, get it in. Recap the week from news and entertainment. Chop it up amongst ourselves and also give y'all something to build on. You want to chime in? You want to share anything? Any projects or anything that you have going on? You just want to talk to us? Give us a call, 917-889-3926. And, of course, I am joined by my lovely counterpart, Miss Hot, 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 Hot Chocolate.
Hey,
hey, boo. So are there any, like a lot has been going on this week, because, I mean, I know as trying as it's been for you, I can match that as well as being, you know, it being a trying week. But anything in the news stand out to you this week?
Yeah, quite a lot. First and foremost, want to say rest in paradise to the great blues icon B.B. King that we lost today. Yes, with diabetes. People, do not take your health for granted. Don't.
You can't.
You just can't. This man. His last tweet came, we'll say, roughly 2 weeks ago when he confirmed at that point where there were rumors running rampant that he was already deceased, but he was at home in hospice care. For those who don't know, hospice care is pretty much, you know, the end when there's not very much else that can be done for whatever your health condition is. And to be conscious of that and to still reach out to all of those fans who love you and support you so much had to be, you know, even more trying on his health that he was already dealing with. Watch your weight, people. Not saying that, you know, you thick ladies out there and gentlemen that's not a bad thing. It doesn't really matter what your size is. It's your levels that you have to pay attention to. Pay attention to your cholesterol. Pay attention to your A1C and your glucose. Pay attention to your blood pressure. Just be healthy. Be as healthy and as conscious of your health as you can, and don't ignore it. Don't be one of those people who feel like, you know, what I don't know won't hurt me, because in the end, it ultimately will, and it'll hurt the ones that you love and care about, you know, you as well. So, again, rest in peace to B.B. King, and our hearts and prayers go out to his family and friends and fans.
Yeah, and to piggyback off of what you were saying about our health, I mean, people, take your medication. I, too, hate taking medication. I take over 20-some pills a day. I despise it. But you got to take your medication, especially if it was, you know, prescribed for you. You can't be having high blood pressure and eating a whole bag of barbecue potato chips.
Exactly.
It just don't work. It's crazy you say that. Because a girlfriend of mine, earlier this week, she has high blood pressure, and she came in here. I'm so serious. She sat there and ate three bags of potato chips. Not huge bags, but you know, like medium ones. And
but
I told her, I said, if you size
one whole big bag.
One bag was enough. I told her, I said, if you die from high blood pressure, I'm kicking your casket over at your funeral. Straight up.
Oh, my God.
And she talking about, I think she was like, I'm going to have people standing at the door not to let you in. I said, oh, don't worry about it. We were trained in the same place. I'm going to be at the cemetery then. You got wheels on it then.
There you go.
But it's a serious game. I mean, I know I'm laughing about it, but the thing is serious. Because high blood pressure, to die from that, you're just passing out. Ain't no coming back from that.
Yeah.
And people don't even think that far in it. You know what I mean? They just think, oh, doctors are crazy, but you go to the doctor, so, you know what I mean? Like,
And these are conditions that in a lot of cases are reversible. You know, high blood pressure is something that you can control and maintain with diet and exercise. Diabetes is something that you can control and maintain with diet and exercise. It's just really all about small choices. It's not that you can't have, you know, the bag of potato chips here, the cookie there, the cake there, you know, sweets. You can still enjoy those treats, but remember, they're treats. They're not things that you're supposed to live off of.
Right. And that is just, yes, rest in peace, Mr. King. Well, in other news, which is also on the saddening side, the Amtrak train that derailed. Now, they so far have confirmed that 8 passengers died in the crash. And it's crazy because they said it went off the track when it was about to turn a corner, but it
had
109 miles an hour. An hour. And it went up from going 70 miles an hour a few seconds before, and then by the time it hit, they were at 100. And they say that the engineer that was running the train, he submitted, you know, blood for you know, them to test whether he had anything in his system, whether he had been drinking or done drugs, or another question was he texting or on the phone? But they say their policy is that they can't have the phones out at all. They have to be turned off. And supposedly his phone was in his bag, and he didn't pull his phone out until after the accident. So I just, you know, it's still a developing story. But like I said, so far, there have been 8 casualties in that, you know, train crash. And so my heart goes out to those families or the lost ones, everyone affected, you know. I think it was coming from New York to Philadelphia. It was traveling between the two states.
Yeah.
And,
so
yeah,
sad.
And just yeah.
More,
and then,
more aftershocks and earthquakes in Nepal, I believe.
Nepal. Oh, yes. And they found a helicopter that disappeared that had the three soldiers in it. They found the wreckage. I want to say yesterday.
Oh, good. Good.
They found the wreckage, and they found the three charred bodies. So, you know, but again, that's developing as well. But yeah, those earthquakes are still going on. It's been, what, 2 weeks now?
And at least their families will have some, you know, closure with that as well.
Yeah, because, I mean, to even go back and think of that Malaysian flight that they still have not located, that is just so. Yeah, hell of a year so far anyway, right?
Wow.
It's, well, what we can do is, see y'all on the other side of this break. It is 9:19 p.m. here on the East Coast, 6:19 on the West Coast. Y'all in the middle, figure it out. And we're going to, let's get something uplifting. Check out on the other side of this.
Bright Lights, Big City, CeeLo Green, your girl Hot Chocolate here on TM Hyman Radio Live in the Social Lab, joined by my beautiful co-host, counterpart, sister in the Social Lab, Madam CeeLo Boston. It's 9:23 p.m. here in Tampa Bay, and this is where we bring you the weekend news and entertainment, again, on the Friday Night Cypher. Yeah, we're going to jump into a little bit of this Real Housewives of Atlanta drama, as there always tends to be. This is a cross between shows, though, where Kenya Moore actually appeared on The Millionaire Matchmaker, a series that comes on Bravo. And according to Yahoo News, their host, Patty Stranger, addresses Kenya Moore's married ex-boyfriend situation, where Stranger, the star and executive producer of the Bravo series, has been receiving flack about her show's vetting process since the shocking revelation that the man that they hooked Kenya Moore up with was actually married. Well, she says he was single when we shot the show, as she told Extra about real estate hunk James Freeman. According to Stranger, Freeman did nothing wrong. They basically dated. She says they broke up. She continued, he did not date his old girlfriend and marry her. Wendy Williams reported that and got that wrong, according to Stranger. She says he met a new girl in January and he ended up marrying her, and it was very fast. She actually tweeted, I love you, Us Weekly, but I never defended James. I'm sure he played both sides of the street, as men often do. Kenya Moore, long distance sucks. So,
well, you know, at least she wasn't the one who destroyed it. You know what I mean? It was making it seem like she was the one that was causing these nonsense things to happen between, you know, the men that she was dealing with. In this instance, I mean, you have to feel some sort of empathy for the woman. Because I think the way that that millionaire set up show, they're supposed to, you know, be single. Yeah, there you go. Millionaire Matchmaker. Thank you. They're supposed to be single. Like, I think they have to sign a contract and all kinds of crap. So my thing is, I could see where, because some people think Kenya already knew, but I'm thinking that the way stuff is set up, I mean, reality TV is false reality, you know. I mean, and that's my opinion, but, you know, and so it could very well be that she did not know. Because by the time, what people also don't fail to realize is that by the time we see these shows, it's been 6 months to almost a year since it's been shot.
Yeah.
And then from the time it's shot to the time it actually airs, there's a great gap. So the thing is that she gushes about when she is in love. I don't think she would have put herself out there like that. She doesn't like to look stupid, regardless of getting paid or not.
I don't think she can get me in a situation with a married man on national television and then get egged
right
in my face and get married after that. That's
right. Why? Because that's man number three that happened to. I mean, not the same exact thing, but, you know, three failed relationships in public so close to each other.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I mean, it seems like that whole housewife, the only person they got their man is Nene. And Cynthia.
And, well, Candy's married too. She's having, you know, seems like they're having problems early on, and they've barely been married a little under a year.
Right.
And there was a while where, you know, the majority of them weren't married.
Right. It's like, okay, where do you get the housewife and that at, you know?
Right.
Like, if that's real, the case, then
real
shit, I'm housewife.
Real fiancés jump off and girlfriends.
Right, you know, and that's what I'm saying. In that case, I'm the housewife. Right. Well, look, in that same breath, right, how we talking about love, did you see where P. Diddy, he was on a Bravo show?
Oh,
I think he was talking to Andy Cohen. So, like, he's not ready for
marriage. Watch what happens live.
He is willing.
Yeah.
to sign a love contract?
Wait a minute. Stop. Put the brakes.
You know what? I'm with Giddy on this one.
What the hell is
I don't know if I'm getting married again either.
What is a love contract?
I'm probably saying I vow to... Hold on, because look, the love contract does include financial benefits. So now that's as far
does
as
it
he
involve
went, you know, as far as describing... Right, that's the thing. Maybe that's why it's a love contract and not a monogamous contract.
You'll pay me to let you have jump offs? Nah, that don't sound like a contract I want to be bound in.
Yes, you have to be the official. I am your love contract jump off.
Yeah,
like,
hell
what?
No. No, and only Sean Combs would come up with something like that. Damn, love contract.
I was like, really? And you said it out loud
here,
in front of people.
Get out of here. Yeah, and Cassie, with her cute self, she probably fell for it.
Well, you know what? What if she don't want it either, though? Just because every woman does not, you know, grow up wanting to get married. I was just saying it earlier today. I didn't grow up wanting to get married. I thought I'd
really?
Be lucky just to be an aunt.
But you did get married. So apparently you did want that.
Look, I did. With him, I did. I haven't done it since.
What we're saying is, did you grow up wanting to get married? And you did, because you got married. If that's the
but
case,
but I didn't grow up wanting to be married.
Oh, stop it. Will you cut it out?
I'm so serious. I did not think nothing about it. I'm so serious. That's what I said. I was like, I'll be glad if I'm an aunt. I did not think anything about getting married. I ignored my husband for months. Before I actually sat down and talked. I was a little jerk.
Nope. I'm not.
Oh my God.
Get out of here.
Hey. Oh my God.
Tim would say, stop it. Get out of here.
Love is love, you know. Love is love. Speaking,
love
oh my God,
love,
bro. Did you see where I posted about that female who infected 324 men with HIV?
Oh my gosh.
As revenge.
Oh my. Revenge? Revenge for what? What did they do to her?
I think revenge for the person who gave her gave her HIV.
You don't go out and basically kill 300 other people because one person did something to you.
Listen, where I'm getting my information from, right, is mostextremenews.com. Now, yeah, this is from, and that's for my fact checking. Now, okay, so it says a female student at Carver Rock University in Nakuru, Kenya, has confessed she deliberately infected 324 people with HIV. And this is according to the Kenyan Daily Post. Now, the girl is 19 years old. They did not give her name, but she set the target for at least 2,000 men acting in revenge after she was infected by a man at a party.
First of all, turn out again. How do you sleep with that many men? I mean, when does she have time? Is that all she did with her time? Is just sleep with people? She didn't go to work? She didn't do anything else?
Now, peep this, though. They said allegedly she contacted Kenyan Scandals on Facebook and claimed she had something to confess. And then she wrote, and this is back in 2013, she wrote that, the incident happened in 2013. September 22nd, 2013 is a day I'll never forget. We went clubbing in town and got drunk with some senior students and then went back to hotels for party round two. And then she said she woke up the morning after and realized a boy named Javon had sex with her while she was drunk. What do you do with that?
I mean,
so she said Well, the thing is that she said, I only asked if he used a condom, and he said yes. However, been taking a bath, I noticed sperm down there. I wanted to commit suicide. I feared getting pregnant and HIV. And when she discovered that she was HIV positive, she confronted the guy. He said he was clean. And so she was so depressed that she started drinking, and she even thought to poison herself. And then so she just felt horrible about everything, and then she just gave up. And that she just realized that somebody had to pay for what happened to her. So she accepted her fate and promised to make all men she come across suffer. Because she's attractive, and men both married and unmarried chase after her left, right, and center. She continues on to say she buried the good girl in her and became the bad girl. And her goal was to infect as many possible. And then at the time of the interview, she confessed that she had already infected 324 men, 156 of which are students at the university. And the rest are married men, lecturers, lawyers, celebrities, and politicians. And she said, not a day passed without me having sex, mostly four people a day. Are you, what? What? Who does that, you say?
What?
I don't know. This girl did it. I don't know how, why. I mean, we see, well, I don't agree. I can't agree. Even if. Because they got medication for that now, don't they?
Can somebody do something for them? Okay. Maybe it's the source and they're leaving this part of it out, but how, okay, she asked him if he was HIV positive and he said he was clean. Okay,
she asked him, she said she, when they went, I guess after they had sex or whatever, she confronted him about it. She said she only asked him if he had used a condom, and this is supposedly during, you know, sex, whatever, and that he said yes. But she said when she went to go take a shower, that's when she saw that there was sperm down there.
Right.
And she had feared becoming pregnant or, you know, getting HIV. So
when did she find out he was HIV positive?
Well, when she confronted him, he said no, he was clean. So she didn't make him or take him down there to get tested or anything. She just
how did she even know that she got it from him? That.
So she said that's the only one she slept with. We don't know that, right?
Right.
It's 9:36 p.m. Let's see how long that side is. TMI Radio Live.
Moving on, you've been in my dreams before now. I couldn't figure out the reason. I kept asking God why. And now I'm receiving abundance of love, and I get it, but never could imagine. for me. Me. Just brandy.
Red New Year. I'm heartthrob. I guess it's just a hazard that comes with the job. Cause every time I rock around, I show Jamar's intellectual. Girls wanna get sexual. Well, I guess I have to cope with being so dope. You wanna be me, but can't see me with a telescope. You seek and search, but still you can't find. You're weak and it hurts to be deaf, dumb, and blind. A supreme mind will take you out of your paralysis. I grip the mic so tight, I get calluses. And your analysis is that the Lord whips rhymes in the shape with a mic cord. I do it good cause I'm a positive black man. Eating up suckers as if I was Pac-Man. Not a dapper dance fan, say casual. To rock like the J, it comes gradual. You gotta know the leisure, why it's dumb. And I'm saying your touch of freedom. Power equally with the gods, so you can build and bone your cipher. All your life you must teach truth. Of the true and living God, not a mystery spook. And when you do that, do that goal, which makes a student enroll, and only then you'll prosper.
One for all.
Here in the Social Lab, TM Hyman Radio Live, brand new, being one of my all-time hip-hop, favorite hip-hop groups. Lord Jamal, Derek X on Flex.
Yeah.
You got a few more minutes to jump in, weigh in, let us know how your week went, just holler at us, let us know how cute we are, you know, whatever. 917-889-3926 is the number. And we're getting ready to say by television-wise to a comedic icon, David Letterman, for our more mature listeners. You youngins probably really only, you know, rock with Jimmy Fallon, that type of thing. But David Letterman
right.
has been in the game as a late night host for 33 years and has welcomed nearly 2,000 guests in his career. And he is getting ready to say goodbye with a three-night farewell that begins on Monday, May 18th. And like he has Tom Hanks who's going to appear. He's making his 60th appearance on The Late Show since its debut in April of 1984. Pearl Jam frontman Eddie Vedder will also perform on Monday, backed by Letterman's longtime band leader Paul Schaefer. Bill Murray, another comedic genius, will be Letterman's Tuesday guest and has a fitting bookend as the comedy star was the host's first guest on his, at that time it was called Late Night with David Letterman, debut on February 1st, 1982. 82 people. When was the last time you heard somebody had a show in 82 who was still on television now? Seriously.
Okay.
So, again, and then the three-night event will culminate with Letterman's final Late Show on May 20th, which CBS is billing as an hour filled with surprises, memorable highlights to the show's top 10 list and more. So congratulations to David Letterman for 33 pretty much hilarious years in late night television.
Right.
Kudos and hats off to you.
Yes, sir. I've been watching it off and on throughout the week.
Julia Roberts. I really do like Jimmy Fallon, you know, Rock with Arsenio back in the day and, you know, those type of shows. But I've had myself watching the Letterman, and he really is a hilarious comedian. He's really a comedian genius.
Yeah. He's so sarcastic. He has sarcastic humor. So, like, if you don't get sarcastic people and you're always duh around sarcastic people, then you wouldn't grasp it or even watch the show. So, yeah.
Right.
But you know what? And that's why they went head-to-head so much, Jay Leno and David Letterman, because they both were, you know, almost cynical at times. but I think that's why they had butt so much, because they were so much alike.
Yes, I would definitely.
Yeah. Right. For real, you'd be so honored to last that long in TV. Especially as fickle and needy TV.
Sheesh.
Right.
He was on television longer than a lot of people were alive.
Right.
A couple of birthdays that I want to shout out real quick. Happy birthday to the great Emmitt Smith, Dallas Cowboy. That's right. I said it. Dallas Cowboy. My
Happy
team.
Birthday.
That's right. Happy birthday, Emmitt. Happy birthday
Sleepy Green.
That's exactly who I was just getting ready to shout out. Friend of the show, one of our favorite promoters, Sleepy Green Entertainment. Yes. Happy birthday. He's going to have his all-white party tomorrow at Sweet Food Lounge in Atlanta, GA. So if you all are out there, definitely check it out. And also, if you're going to be in the New York area tomorrow, check out Ace underscore general, a.k.a. Kane from Money and Violence. He's going to be celebrating his birthday at Milk River tomorrow in New York City. So check that out if you're going to be in that area. It's going to be popping off too. Pull up, like they say. Pull up to Milk River. Party with the Money and Violence.
Cool beans. And for those of you that are in my area, in the Charlotte area, tonight, May 15th, and the admission is free, people. Sydney's Martini and Wine Bar on 401 North Tryon Street, uptown Charlotte. Go check it out. I might go check it out and get me a driver. Take me out there.
There you go. Yes, please get a driver now. Get a driver.
Oh, yes.
Call the Uber. I'll call the Uber helicopter now that I heard is popping. The Uber helicopter. Where are they getting
what?
The helicopter from, though? I understand you might have an extra car or, you know, use your vehicle, but where are you getting a helicopter to fly around for Uber?
Be like, yo, Gina, can I borrow your helicopter today?
Yeah, I'm saying.
What?
Fly me cross town real quick.
I'll
swing by. Real
quick.
Yeah.
I'll be dropped off so I can fly the helicopter.
And for you big money high rollers out there in Vegas, the Riviera Hotel and Casino is having, listen to this, a liquidation sale. Whether it's a brass letter R, a baby grand piano, or a hotel ice machine you desire, it's all there inside the Riviera for a price. The Las Vegas Strip Hotel and Casino that once hosted Frank Sinatra, Liberace, Dolly Parton, and other big-name performers closed on May the 4th, and a liquidation sale opened to the public there yesterday. The Riviera Hotel and Casino's new owners, the Las Vegas Convention and Visitors Authority, plan to demolish the 60-year-old building by year's end and replace it with an expanded convention center. That means that in its 2,075 rooms has a price tag, everything in those rooms, and easily more than 1 million items are for sale. Here's a look inside. First dibs for history buffs, employees, and fans. The sale is a chance to own a piece of a Las Vegas fixture and explore the Riv as its recesses and all its recesses, including a final peek at the Sweet Sinatra filled while performing there. So, I mean, there's a lot of, historical relics in everything in there. Three-tiered chandeliers that has a price tag of $4,300. The removable brass R's on the exterior doors, letters that are about a foot tall and 3 feet across. Just at whatever is in there is for sale. So if you're in the Las Vegas area and you want a piece of history, the Riviera and its contents are for sale.
Oh, wow. That's, yeah.
I know a
and
lot
then you
of
can
people
get a lot
that
of,
will be there in line.
Yes, exactly. If I still had a house, I'd be trying to get there.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm not buying nothing for the car.
I'm saying. You can buy it for your house that you're speaking into existence.
Yeah, I'll do that when I get, because I don't want nobody to scratch up nothing in the move, so just rather wait till I get there. I'm going to have to pay.
For those interior decorators who like, you know, vintage type things, this would be a definite come up.
Right. See, that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm that person right there. I used to love to go to the, I used to spend a lot of time there, like the Salvation Army, the Goodwill places.
Yeah,
you can always
shop.
Find.
Yeah.
Oh, you can find
absolutely.
So many themes. So,
absolutely.
I have to pick a different song than what I was going to play. Oh, hey, yeah, let's play this. Oh, I don't know if we played it the other night, but I don't care. Yo, we only got like 5 minutes left in the show, but I want to pay homage to Mr. King right quick. We'll see y'all in a minute. Go ahead and rest in peace, sir.
Here on the Social Lab. Join us again on Monday. We'll have the whole crew back in the place. And if you miss any part of this show or any of our other shows, you can go back and check them out on the podcast a few minutes after at TM Hyman Radio Live, the Social Lab. Actually, let me do that again. Blog Talk Radio / Mr. TM Hyman. But until then, we are that crew, that team, that network. Any last words, CeeLo?
Whatever you do, do it well.
I am your girl, Hot Chocolate. Okay. She is a beautiful Madam Boston. T.M. Hyman, Sage James, Toya Cooper, Dee Dee Willingham, Nokia, the entity out there on tour with Drew Hill doing his thing, and with Black Angel Down, and our resident pop-in specialist, Brian Cooper, out there in the DMV area. We love you. Everybody have a great weekend. Be safe. Again, rest in peace to the great B.B. King. Good night, everybody.
Talk radio show. 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 Talk radio show.